Business English Power, episode 51. Aloha and welcome to another episode of Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al, also known as Al Sensei in the online world, also during my 18 years spent in Japan as a corporate trainer, university instructor, and English teacher. Thanks so much for joining me today. Got a great episode for you today. We're going to talk about conversations and how to start a conversation with confidence. I'm going to give some really good tips on how to do that. So we're going to get into that in just a moment, so stay tuned. But please make sure to subscribe to Business English Power. If you're an Apple Podcast, please hit subscribe or click subscribe, tap subscribe. It just takes 1 second. And if you're listening on any other platform, just hit follow. And I appreciate the follow or subscription. Thanks so much. Please share it with a friend if you think they might benefit from it. It also helps others find the show all around the world. You know, I think we've been downloaded in over 195 countries, which I think just about all of them. So that's pretty awesome. But I think there are a couple more places on the podcasting map where we still need to reach. So help us spread the word of Business English Power to all corners of the globe. And that would be really awesome, huh? I think that would be pretty cool. And thanks so much for listening. So today we're going to talk about conversations. Now, this is for people that kind of struggle to get a conversation going from the beginning. Now, if you are already good at this, you know, you're already very comfortable starting a conversation, and maybe this is not the best episode for you, but you may gather some things from it. This is more for people that are kind of struggling at the beginning. Now, of course, when you start, you're going to do a greeting, and if it's a first meeting, you might introduce yourself, things like that. I want to go past that step and more towards, you know, right after that, right after we greet and introduce. Well, how do we start a conversation, whether it's with someone we're meeting for the first time or maybe someone we already know? The tips, the principles, the lessons are still going to remain the same. So how do we get started? Well, the first thing that I would like to suggest is to start by asking questions. Now, of course, asking questions is going to be one of the best ways to get any conversation going, but also to continue it as well. And so the first thing we're going to focus on is asking simple questions. Now, what do we mean by simple questions? Well, simple questions means simple for the listener to answer, to respond to. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, it means maybe a yes or no response or a one-word response. So again, try to imagine this situation where you're meeting someone for the first time. What is a very, you know, general yes or no question that you could ask someone? Okay. Well, again, depends on the kind of where you are, and maybe you're on an airplane or whatever, but maybe you're meeting someone at a conference. Well, you can ask them, oh, are you from here? Wherever the town is or the city is that you are. Or are you here on business? Okay. Are you enjoying the conference? Okay, I'm just throwing out a few there. Maybe this is someone from your company. Maybe they work at a different department or a different branch of the company. Maybe you're just catching up with them. Yeah? So maybe you want to ask something like, are you still in the same department? Are you doing well at your company? Or, you know, something like that, right? A yes or no. Or again, it could be a one word response. Okay. Which department are you in again? Okay. Or it could be, again, if it's a stranger, where are you from? Okay. So again, just takes a little thinking to get started. Again, try to think of a yes or no, okay, or a one-word response. maybe a where or when type of question that'll generate the listener to speak. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking about, well, Al, if we ask a yes or no question or one word response, then that means they're just going to say yes or no. And then it's, you know, I've been taught by my other teachers that we need to ask more open-ended questions. Well, that is correct. However, we want to save them for a little bit later. And here's the reasoning. Think about this. Okay? If someone meets you for the first time and they ask you, maybe you're at a conference and they say, oh, are you from here? Are you? Let's say the conference is in Las Vegas. I don't know, just throwing that out. And maybe, of course, you're not from Las Vegas. Well, what are you going to respond with naturally? How are you going to respond? If someone says, oh, hi, are you from Las Vegas? Are you going to say no? Or are you going to say yes? Most people probably wouldn't respond that way. Or they're probably going to say, oh, no, I'm from blah, blah, blah. Then they're going to share where they're actually from. Okay, so it's not actually in reality necessarily a one-word answer. In reality, most people, I think, are going to expand as the conversation flows, right? So they're going to say, oh, no, I'm not from here. I'm from Barcelona in Spain, okay? Or something like that, right? So they're going to respond like that. Or are you still in the finance department? Yes, I am. I've been with the finance department for 10 years now. And they're going to add a little bit more, or they're going to say, no, no, I transferred to the shipping department or whatever department they are. Okay, so generally speaking, people are going to add a little bit more to those yes or no questions. Okay? Now, what do we do with that? So you want to make sure that, and this is going to take some practice, but the more you get into it, you're going to be listening very carefully. Because I know a lot of times in our conversations, we're kind of thinking about what to say next. So we're not really focusing our attention to what they're actually saying. Well, as you get better at conversations, you're going to be more in tune with what they're saying. You need to listen very carefully, because then we're going to build our next question off of that. Because we want to ask a follow-up question, in other words. So I threw out a lot of examples there, but let's just use the Las Vegas example. Yeah? So, hi, are you from Las Vegas? And they say, no, no, I'm from Barcelona. Now, what kind of question could you follow up with? Okay, now feel free to throw out a more open-ended question. Okay, something like, oh, Barcelona, wow, I've never been there. Tell me more about it. Okay. Oh, Barcelona, I heard it's very beautiful. What do you think about it? Oh, Barcelona, wow, I've always heard great things, but I would love to go. What is there to do there? Okay, these are just general examples I just thought of right now. Yeah? So to build on that, or again, going back to our other example about the departments. So are you still in the finance department? Oh, yes, I've been in the finance department for 10 years now. Okay, so how can you add to that? What could you follow up with? And then, again, as we like to do our showing interest series, we talked about, you know, just repeating some of the key phrase. Maybe in that case, it'd be 10 years, right? So you'd say 10 years. Wow, that's impressive. How have you managed to stay in your department so long? Okay. Or how do you like it? Or what's new in your department? What's new in your company? How's it been going? Okay. Just these kind of questions. Now they're going to respond a little bit more. Or maybe they say, no, no, I transferred to the shipping department. Oh, when did you transfer to the shipping department? Oh, maybe about 3 years ago. Oh, how's it been going? Okay, so just follow up. Just keep following up for a few questions. People love to talk about themselves. Okay, that's one thing to remember. Now, here's another quick tip. Often, our brain is going to be scanning for commonality. Okay, generally, we want to find common ground with people that we are speaking with. And so when somebody throws out a piece of commonality, we'll call it, so it's maybe a particular place that you both visited, maybe a person that you both know, or could be an shared experience, anything like that, you might be inclined to comment right away and jump on it. Okay? Now, I think that's okay if it's something that's very rare, something that's very unexpected. And let me give an example of that. So at my job just recently, I met a couple visiting from Wisconsin. And I said, I'm from Minnesota, but I have a lot of ties to Wisconsin. And I asked them, which part of Wisconsin are you guys from? And they said, we're from just outside of Madison. I said, wow, that's crazy. My mom, who's from Thailand originally, went to study as an exchange student to a small college called Marion College in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, right outside of Madison. And right away, they responded, they lit up, that's where I went to college. You know, so that is very, what are the chances of that? A very unique coincidence. And so I think in that kind of situation, you can definitely comment, definitely share that commonality, common experience, right? But if it's something more common, something more expected, so let's just say somebody said, I transferred to shipping, and then, I'm in shipping too, like something like that. Something like that that's more expected or more common in general, maybe in that case, I would hold back, in my opinion. And the reason for that is because we really want to focus on the other person. We want to get them talking by asking them questions. So save that. I would save that little piece of information for a little bit later, if that's something that you share. So I hope that makes sense. So if it's very common, it's not a real surprise, hold back, because, in general, people are not going to care so much. But if it's something really strange and unique, like the example that I gave, it's going to be more more interesting to come out right away. Okay, so I hope that makes sense. Or if it's some place, maybe they say, Barcelona. Maybe you visited Barcelona a couple of years ago. Well, again, it's something you want to share, but I would maybe hold it back a little bit and share it a little bit later after they start talking a little bit more about it. Okay, so get them talking. And that is a general good way to get things started. Now, once you see that they are talking a lot, then they're going to naturally want to reciprocate. Okay? What does that mean? That means they're going to want to kind of pay you back, right? So they're going to start asking you questions. Now, once they start asking you questions, then you're going to feel very, very confident, because now you get to have fun. You get to talk about yourself, right? So, and then you're going to share that commonality if you were holding it back before, and share whatever you want to share about yourself that they're asking about. And don't forget to, keep them involved. But again, we're just talking about starting a conversation with confidence, okay? So if you can remember those things, start off with a very simple question, ask a follow-up question, okay, and find commonality, but be sure to share it at the proper time, okay? Focus on them at first, get them talking, and then once they start asking you questions, boom, then you are having a very strong and confident conversation, in my opinion. All right, so that is how to start a conversation with confidence. Follow those tips, and I think you will be very, very good on your next try. Okay, so give it a try, give it a go, and let me know how it goes. Email me, al@businessenglishpower.com. I would love to hear from you. If you want to contact me on Twitter or X, @alsensei, and on Instagram, @businessenglishpower. All right, so I'd love to hear from you guys. Let me know what you think. And I will look forward to hearing and seeing those responses. Leave a review in Apple Podcasts. I would love to see a review there. And I'm going to start. I forgot to share one of those today. So we're going to share them from the next episode. Got to remind myself to do that, because we want to hear what everybody is saying about Business English Power. Make sure other people are subscribing from around the globe. All right, guys, thanks so much. We're going to wrap it up today. I'll catch you next time on the Business English Power Show. Until next time, remember to always level up your learning and level up your life.